standing on them.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الشتاء ربيع المؤمن أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته تصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين respected brothers, elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam. If you remember, mashallah, because you know, now we have what we call selective Alzheimer's. So we remember what we want to remember and we forget what we want to forget. So maybe in the summer months, we might have discussed the adab and the mannerisms of the summer. How an individual should behave in the summer. In terms of, you know, you got as-sabru wa taslimu wa rida, you should be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's hot, it's hot. Okay, you have to be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there were many other rites. We mentioned about making dua of afiyat. We should remember in the summer, the fact that a person will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Maidan al-Mahshar. Because in the summer, the sins increase. So we should be doing istighfar in the summer because it's very, very hot. Those people who are less fortunate, we can supply them water, we can give them some water, we can make a well somewhere. You know, we should be kind to those who are working for us. So there were many, many things that we had in terms of what Islam has educated the masses in regards to the adab of summer. And this is the beauty of Islam. Islam, the Messenger of Allah, has educated us with absolutely everything. you look at any field and any facet of your life, you have the guidance of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam for every human being. Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions a hadith where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, ma min shay'in yuqarribukum ila al-jannah wa yuba'idukum min an-nar illa nabba'tukum bihi. Whatever teachings you need to bring you closer to Jannah and distance you away from hellfire, in other words, whatever you need for your salvation. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. If you are distant away from hellfire, brought close to Jannah, that individual has salvation. So now, Hadi mentioned about Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah, where one person came to Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and said, what kind of a Nabi you have? He even teaches you how to do istinja. You know, how to relieve yourself when you go to the bathroom. He said, yes, before he came, we did not even know how to do that. Before the Messenger of Allah came, we did not even know how to relieve ourselves. So now when we come to the winter months, what are the mannerisms, what are some of the things that we can do in order to maximize the time of winter? See, the Quran says, part of the blessings of Allah, and there are numerous blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to try and enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can never do it. If you remember, I told you, one of the khutbahs we mentioned, if you want to know the value of health, just go to a hospital. You know, they say, actions speak louder than words. Someone can give an entire khutbah in regards to the importance of good health. But you going to the hospital, visiting one patient who cannot filter his blood, or his blood is not being filtered, and the kidneys are not working, that individual knows the value of good health. You want to know the value of good health? Go to the hospital. You want to know the value of freedom? Just go visit a prison. And you want to know the value of life, then go visit the Qabristan. So there are so many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, the alternation of the day and night, the night passing and the day coming. See, this is why it's so beautiful. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam of what? The day and the night. When the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was slightly down during a phase of his lifetime. وَالضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of what? The duha, the early part of the day, which is before zawal, we call it the forenoon time, before the time of the afternoon. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of that. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of night. So the coming of the day and night are blessings of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But what Rasulullah was being told there, if there has been a lull and a stop in wahi, you mustn't worry. If wahi has not been coming and it stopped for approximately 15 days, and due to which Abu Lahab's wife came to the Messenger of Allah and said what she said to the Messenger of Allah, okay, it seems your shaitan has forsaken you. Inna shaitanaka qad qalaka. That means your shaitan has left you. On that occasion, these ayat were revealed. What was Allah Ta'ala saying? Oh Muhammad, after the passing of the night, the coming of the day is essential. After the passing of the day, the coming of the night is also essential. Wahi that comes is a light. If there is a lull in wahi, and apparently it seems a sense of darkness, darkness of the night is also a rahmah of Allah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. From the signs of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your sleeping even during the day and during the night. So the way you have the lull in wahi, which is a sense, apparently it seems, you know, in the life of the Messenger of Allah, that was a phase of darkness, because Rasulullah feels, has Allah Ta'ala left me? Has Allah Ta'ala forsaken me? Has Allah Ta'ala bid farewell to me? And that's why these ayat were revealed. So day and night, you know, they are a rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things that you are not able to do in the night, you can do during the day. Things you are not able to do during the day, you can do in the night. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. So all the seasons that we have, they are also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, unfortunately, insan is created لَكَنُودَ. We're not saying he's created that way, insan becomes that way. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ jazua, when an individual is touched with good, he becomes so ungrateful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complaining after taking a qasam of horses in the Quran. Wal-adiyat, dabha. MashaAllah, you know, horses are just absolutely wonderful. They are an absolute amazing creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, Allah ta'ala, you know, obviously we know it is alatul jihad. That is something else. But horses within themselves, they are an amazing creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is telling me and you, insan is so ungrateful. Had you looked at the horse, you would not have been so ungrateful. Allah Ta'ala takes multiple qasams. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا. A horse, you do not own, you know, you've only given money to buy the horse. You did not create the horse. You give it hay, you give it grass, whatever the horse eats, you give it that. But look at the horse. If you were to make it run to go into the battlefield, it will go into the midst of the battle and it will have itself killed in the midst of the battle. Halaki, you did not create it. Allah created you and you are so ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has highlighted over and over again. So the coming of the winter, the coming of the summer, I was saying insan is so ungrateful. Summer comes, we are complaining. The winter comes, we are still complaining. In the summer, we are complaining, it is too hot. In the winter, we are complaining, it is too cold. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has alternated. And this is what Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ. In the alternation of the day and the night, and also the seasons as well. This is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala highlights in regards to the favors upon Quraysh. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran? From amongst the favors that Allah ta'ala conveyed upon the Quraysh. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْش. إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ. Was safer. The summer and the winter seasons, whereby they used to travel in the summer, in the winter, they used to go to Yemen, they used to go to Sham in different seasons. So that was mentioned as a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, upon the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah. So the winter itself is a great, great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you got the hadith mentioned, if I remember rightly, is mentioned by. There is one hadith mentioned by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, and there you find another hadith mentioned by Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, which has been mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah in Shu'ab al-Iman. So the hadith is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ash-shita rabi'ul mu'min. Ash-shita rabi'ul mu'min. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab used to also say, I'll explain this inshallah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab also used to say, the winter months is al-ghanimatul barida. Al-ghanimatul barida. It's a cold booty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now see, there's one kitab written by Allama Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali was born around the area of 1335 CE. 1335, and he passed away around 1390 something. He passed away. So around the age of 50s, he passed away, and he comes from the 14th century CE. He's wrote a kitab, it's called Lataiful Ma'arif. And in there he's mentioned about the seasons of the year and the benefits of the seasons of the year. And you know what virtues you can get for doing multiple things. So he's also highlighted this as well. Look what the hadith says. Ash-shita rabi'ul mu'min. Ash-shita rabi'ul mu'min. Yani the winter is a spring of a believer. Now, Allama Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah says, the animals that were apparently suffering in the winter, they are awaiting what? They await the spring. Why? Because the time of spring is the time of blossoming, where you get a lot of crops, and then they can very, very easily graze in the grazing grounds. They can very easily graze from the grass and the hay and everything else. For a believer, in a spiritual manner, the winter is what? It's exactly the same. Why? The hadith of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he says, طَالَ لَيْلُهُ فَقَامَهُ طَالَ لَيْلُهُ فَقَامَهُ وَقَصُرَ نَهَارُهُ فَصَامَهُ. So, so beautiful. Why is the winter so good? It's a booty. It's a spring. The animals await the spring. A human being, a Muslim, awaits the winter. Why? Because there are two factors. Number one, because the nights are very long. Because the nights are long, you can easily wake up at 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, and you can still be reading what? Tahajjud. You know, mashallah, Shaykh Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah, used to say, alaykum biqiyam al-layl. Alaykum biqiyam al-layl. You should adopt qiyam al-layl. Why? فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ. It's also in the hadith as well. فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ. Because that was the way of the people of the Salaf and the pious predecessors that have gone before you. That was their way. They used to read tahajjud. Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah, used to say, really, in true essence, you cannot become a true wali of Allah without a tahajjud. You cannot become a true wali of Allah without performing tahajjud. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire life, especially in the beginning, upon the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, tahajjud was compulsory. Thereafter it was mansukh, ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila, and thereafter later on maybe it was mansukh, faqra'u ma tayassara min al-Quran, you can read whatever you want. So inshallah, now majority of the scholars are of the opinion tahajjud became mansukh upon the Messenger of Allah as well, but Rasulullah, even then, Rasulullah still used to read tahajjud namaz. Afala akunu abdan shakura. Rasulullah used to stay awake so much, hatta tawarramat qadama. The feet of the Messenger of Allah used to swell up. And the people would say, Messenger of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has already pardoned everything for you. Why are you doing so much ibadah? And he would say, Afala akunu abdan shakura. Should I not become a thanksgiving slave of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? So the hadith says that the nights are long, so you are able to read the tahajjud. All you have to do, example, if Subah Sadiq, the early dawn, if that is 5:30, you can just wake up at 5:10, just do your wudu. And you know, mashallah, hadith mentioned Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Rasulullah, as soon as he used to wake up in the morning, every morning. This is in Kitab al-Tafsir, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, has mentioned, Rasulullah would read these very ayat. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal-nahar la-ayat li-uli al-albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Right until the end of the surah, there are 10-11 ayat that Rasulullah would read every morning when he used to wake up. And the second thing that is mentioned in the hadith, wa qasura naharuhu. The day is small, fasamahu. So therefore, a person can fast. You know, those, especially the women, we should encourage the women. The fasting that the women have missed in the month of Ramadan, they can wait for the winter and try and do it one way, mashallah. Why? Because the fasting is so easy. Mashallah, the new generation have got it so easy. Now onwards, mashallah, you know these young boys, okay, you're going to have it very, very easy. You know, mashallah, your fasting will be how many hours? 12 hours? This year the fasting is going to be approximately 12 and a half hours. And in the coming years, it is going to be even easier. So you're looking at approximately, you know, you get a cycle that goes around. These fasts come approximately every 30 odd years. You know, the entire cycle goes around. They came in the 1990s. Now we got them in the 2020s. The fasting is going to be very, very easy. It's like 6:15, maybe you are doing your, or let's say 5:30, 6 o'clock. Okay, you are closing your fast, and by, 4:30, or whatever time, Maghrib, okay, you are opening your fast at that time. So it's very, very small. So this is a time in the winter, it is a time whereby an individual can do Qiyamul Layl, a person can do Tahajjud. On the other side, an individual can also do Sawm. And mashallah, you know, if you want Taqwa, the Quran says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ goes with يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ. Because it controls the intake of an individual. As long as we're not doing an early breakfast in suhoor and a late lunch for iftar. As a Mawlana Masihullah Jalalabadi, rahimahullah, was one of the great awliya of our time. Okay, in India, passed away in 1992, November, he passed away. MashaAllah, those individuals who saw him, they used to say he was a living angel. Alhamdulillah, I had the fortune to see him. It's an absolute amazing individual. People used to say he was mustajabud da'wat. He was mustajabud da'wat. One sister came to him, and one sister traveled with her brother, with her Mawlana Masihullah Jalalabadi, rahimahullah, from reunion. She traveled from Reunion. Why? Because she had the impact of jinn. She had the impact, and you know, the jinnat were giving her a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. And I'm sure you know, this is something Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has also mentioned in Kitabul Marda. A lot of people do not agree, how can jinnat impact an individual? Jinnat, the impact of sihr came upon the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, apparently you can also believe, or you can, you know, some people do believe, jinnat can even go into the body of a human being. Jinnat can go into the body of a human being. One person came in the time of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah and said, Hazrat, my daughter is being troubled by the jinn. It's like, you know, it's like he goes inside her body and thereafter he starts speaking. It's a girl is speaking, but it's in the voice of a male. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah told him, Ukhruj ya aduwallah. Come out, O aduwallah. You come out from this lady and do not trouble her. Whilst he is leaving, because of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, whilst he is leaving that young girl, he says, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, because you are Ahmad ibn Hanbal, I'm leaving. Because you are Ahmad ibn Hanbal, I am leaving. But I guarantee you, I will come back. I guarantee you, I will come back when you are no more. When you are not living, I will come back. After Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, passed away, he came back. He came back, he started troubling the young girl again. This is why it's du'as for protection are very, very important. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة سورة فلق سورة ناس آية الكرسي. These are du'as that you must read every single day. So thereafter, when Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal passed away, he came back to her. And he started doing the same things. So the father took the daughter to the Imam of the time, who took over after Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And the Imam said, you know, don't trouble her and leave her. He says, I will not leave her. What will you do? What will you do? And then he says to the Imam, you are not Ahmad ibn Hanbal. You are not Ahmad ibn Hanbal. I was scared of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. I'm not scared of you. Khair, inshallah. So, you know, this is one thing that we do in the winter months, inshallah. If you possibly can, during the day, if you can try and fast during the evenings, inshallah, you know, or early mornings, we read tahajjud namaz. But when it comes to winter, another thing as well, we should not be complaining. If we are not dressed well and you feel cold, then mashallah, there's something wrong with us. If a person is not dressed appropriately, say example, it's pouring down and then you are coming to the masjid and you get wet and you say, you know what, I just hate the rain. But you should be carrying an umbrella. So, you know, you should be dressed accordingly. But in Islam, when there is difficulty, kullu ma daqa al-amr ittasa'a wal-mashaqqatu tajlibu al-taysir. These are beautiful statements and usul and principles in our deen. When there is difficulty, Shariat gives you ease. When there is difficulty, Shariat gives you ease. Look at the beauty. What did the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam say? And mashallah, you know, some of the ahkam that we have related to the winter months. I'm really sorry, my time is over. Number one, inshallah, I'm just going to stop here, inshallah, and I'll just mention it anyway. But and that is Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar. When he used to tell the muadhin to give adhan in the winter months, when it was very, very cold. So it's either very, very cold, you got snow outside, you got hail, or example, you know the road conditions are quite bad, or maybe it's just very, very cold, and you are not too well, and maybe you can, there is a possibility you might become unwell. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar used to tell the muadhin, don't say hayya ala salah. When you come to Hayya ala salah, you say, Ala sallu fi rihal. Ala sallu fi rihal. Read namaz at home. Please don't take that as a dalil. Okay, you know, every namaz we're going to read at home. Why, for me to jump into the car and come to Harlow Islamic Center is too difficult. So therefore, I'm going to read namaz at home. We're not saying that. We are saying when it's very, very cold. It's very, very cold, and maybe there are dangerous conditions as well. So Islam has given you that ease. Islam has given us that ease. And then, mashallah, you got to look at the reward for doing wudu. Look at the reward for doing wudu in the winter months. It's not easy. Alhamdulillah, we are okay. In those days, they did not have a tap which is red and blue, and you open it to red, and mashallah, you're going to get hot water. In those days, you have to remember, they have to get the water, and then they have to heat it, and thereafter they're doing wudu. What did the Messenger of Allah salam say? Shall I tell you what is going to elevate your positions? And one of those things is what? Isbaghul wudu ala al-makarih. Despite having takalif and pain, even then what do? You do complete wudu. And number three, the third hukam that we find in the winter months is a individual can do masa on his socks for 3 days rather than 1 day. That is also another ease. You can do, mashallah. But please, a lot of people do masa on nylon socks. On nylon socks. This is another masala. I do not want to go into the difference of opinion, but none of the four imams allow masa on your normal nylon socks. None of the four imams. They have to be jawrab. Jawrab means they can't be socks, whereby if you were to pass a wet hand, you know, the water will seep through onto your feet. You can't do masa on those kind of socks. Khair, inshallah, this is something else for another day. This is a ikhtilafi masala amongst the fuqaha, which I do not want to go into. But you know, some people take ease to another level. Some people take ease to an absolute another level. Islam is not that easy as well. MashaAllah, yes, we acknowledge the hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari, ad-dinu yusr. MashaAllah, I'm really sorry, I've gone way over my time. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, just very quickly, a few announcements, inshallah. Our brother Suleiman, who is brother, Haji Riyaz Sab's son-in-law, brother Suleiman's mother passed away in Pakistan. Inshallah, please everyone make dua for her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate her position in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all her good deeds. May Allah ta'ala overlook her errors and her mistakes and grant sabr and himmah and courage to the family. And then we have brother Faisal, whose father has passed away in Pakistan. Again, all the same du'as for them as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his position. May Allah ta'ala receive them in the best way possible. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all their good deeds, overlook their mistakes. And Allah ta'ala grant sabr and himmah and courage to the family. Inshallah, I think this announcement, it is too late. And the announcement is the basketball court was available today for parking. So, mashallah, it's a bit too late now, mashallah. Another announcement, our brother Khalid Javid, he is quite unwell. I think he had a mini stroke. So he's in hospital, in London Hospital. But inshallah, he should be discharged very, very soon. But inshallah, please, everyone do make dua for his recovery, speedy recovery, his health, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not leave no side effects of the stroke. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard everyone here from a stroke and a heart attack. And inshallah, just whilst they're making the collection, this is something of immense use for everyone. If you can do this, inshallah, I'm not saying this is from the Quran or Hadith. Please, don't get me wrong. Don't quote me. Don't come after me. Hold my neck. What is the reference? I can't give you a reference. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Jalalabadi, again, I told you, he was a mustajab ud-da'wat individual. He was an absolute amazing individual. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Jalalabadi, rahimahullah, used to say, after Fajr namaz, put your hand on your heart, your right hand on your heart after Fajr namaz. And if you can, in one breath, read, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya qawiyyu, ya qawiyyu, ya qawiyyu, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you make it in one breath. And you do that 3 times. And then take your hand and blow on your hand and then just pass over the area of your heart. Inshallah, thumma inshallah, during the course of your lifetime, you will not be affected by a heart attack or a stroke. Just try it. If you're looking for a reference, then inshallah, you can risk it. For some things, you don't need a reference. Okay, mashallah, these people were, mashallah, they were, you call them, you know, ilham is something that we believe. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab was mulham. Sayyidina Umar was mulham. Khair, inshallah. So that is December timetables are also ready. And Epping Bell Hotel residents, they are in need of our help, inshallah. If you can just contact Brother Abdul Khalik afterwards, inshallah. And there is another brother whose son has had an operation for in Pakistan. He's got a hole in the heart. He's got a hole in the heart and they are in need of 15 lakh rupees. Alhamdulillah, they've already managed to collect 500,000 rupees. So inshallah, for the rest, inshallah, if you, anyone who would like to donate, if you can please see Brother Abdul Khalik.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. عباد الله، نعيش في هذه الأيام موسم الشتاء، وهو فصل عظيم امتلأ بالخيرات والبركات، فيه حكم بالغة، فيه حكم بالغة وآيات دالة على قدرة الله ورحمته بعباده. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الشتاء ربيع المؤمن، طال ليله فقامه، وقصر نهاره فصامه. رواه البيهقي رحمه الله. ويا معشر المسلمين، التذكير في الشتاء، التذكير بنعمة الدفع والرزق. فالشتاء يذكرنا بنعمة الثياب والمساكن التي تقي من البرد. قال سبحانه وتعالى: وجعل لكم سرابيل تقيكم الحر وسرابيل تقيكم بأسكم. والتقرب إلى الله بالدعاء والاستغفار. في الشتاء نعيش لحظات السكون والخلوة، وهي فرصة عظيمة لطلب المغفرة والرجوع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، والتذكير بالضعفاء والمساكين. يذكرنا الشتاء بإخواننا من الفقراء والمحتاجين الذين يعانون من قسوة البرد، فيحثنا ذلك على البذل والعطاء. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الرؤوف الرحيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي أرسل لنا الفصول آيات عظيمة. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. أما بعد، عباد الله، لنغتنم موسم الشتاء في الطاعات، المحافظة على الصلاة في وقتها، والحرص على الجماعة قيام الليل، فهو فرصة عظيمة مع طول الليل، والتصدق على الفقراء والمساكين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. رواه مسلم رحمه الله. فلنكن عونا لإخواننا في هذا الفصل القاسي. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، ووفقنا لما تحبه وترضى. هذا، وصلوا وسلموا على نبيكم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خزل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى من كل سوء، وحرره من الظلم، من قيود الظلم والعدوان، واجعلنا من جنوده المدافعين عنه يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنة مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى على يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وهم وتم وعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف بين إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين،
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لإلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه لا حول ولا قوة الا بالله. اللهم انت سلام ومنك سلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا. اللهم من احيته منا فاحيه على الاسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.